Okay. Tonight was a very special night for Timmy's family. The father had a new promotion at work, and they were going to celebrate at the finest French restaurant in the city. Timmy put on his favorite suit and got all dressed up. His pets were around watching him get ready, wondering where he was going. Timmy said goodbye to his pet dog, Waldo. "Waldo, I'm going out to dinner tonight. I'm sorry you can't come with us, but they don't allow pets in the restaurant." Waldo looked sad, but he knew that Timmy would be back soon. Timmy waved to his pets, "Bye, everybody. We'll be back soon." And Timmy and his sister and mom and dad left the apartment to go to the restaurant. They arrived at the fancy French restaurant. It was so expensive looking that there was a man at the front door in a suit that made him look like he was a general of an army or something. And the father was like, "Hello, hello, we are here for dinner. We have reservations." They went inside and were seated by a maitre d' with a long, curly mustache and a tuxedo. Timmy was looking at the menu, and guess what had happened? Francis was in Timmy's suit pocket for the ride, and he jumped out of Timmy's pocket and flew toward the band, right in the direction of the saxophone player. Something went wrong with the saxophone, and the saxophonist turned his saxophone upside down to look and see what was happening inside. He had no idea what he had done to his instrument. The rest of the band looked very perplexed and confused at what was going on with the poor man's instrument. When all of a sudden, Francis dropped out and went plop on the saxophonist's bald head. The trumpet player thought this was so funny, he began to laugh and laugh as the saxophonist was falling back and went through the drum. Boom! And there he was, stuck in the middle of this drum with Francis plastered to his forehead. "Look what you did to my drum! It's a frog! It's all his fault!" The trumpet player just laughed and laughed. "Look what happened to my drum!" the trumpet player shouted. "Well, what do you want me to do about it?" said the saxophonist. It was time for Francis to go meet some more people, and he saw this big bushy green thing that a man was carrying, and it reminded him of the grass out in their favorite forest where they liked to go and play and do their adventures. So he jumped into the big leafy green plate. The plate was rested on the table in front of this well-dressed middle-aged woman with a big hat with lots of flowers. She went to take a bite of her salad when Francis poked his head up to say hello. "You look like a very interesting person. I just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Francis." "Ah, what is this?" screamed the woman. And Francis jumped off of her plate as the woman grabbed her chest. It looked like she was about to have a heart attack. When Francis landed into the champagne glass of a man at another table. As the older woman was complaining about her unusual salad, the man took a sip from his glass and out popped Francis to give him a nice wet kiss on the nose. That's it, said the maitre d'. "You get over here, you frog. I'm going to get you." The couple was really upset, and the man's wife looked like she was about to pass out. She could not believe that there was a frog in her husband's champagne glass. The maitre d' simply grabbed Francis by the end of his legs and carried him back to the fire exit, when all of a sudden, Timothy realized that was his pet frog. "Hey, where are you going? Where are you going?" "Shh, shh," said Timothy's mother. "You can't scream like that. We're in the middle of a nice restaurant, and we have to be ladies and gentlemen." "Stop, stop, that's my frog. Where are you going?" The maitre d' explained that this frog was nothing but trouble and had to go. "But that's my frog. You can't just throw him out on the street." "Well, if you're not going to go on the street," shouted the maitre d', "then you and the rest of your family are going to have to leave my restaurant immediately." The parents and the daughter looked very annoyed, but Timothy was so happy that he was able to save Francis from sheer doom. As they drove home in the car, Timothy was feeling bad as his mother scowled at him and his sister stared at him, and the father was silent and just stared at the road as they drove home. "Go to your room," shouted the father. "Nah, that's what you get," said Timmy's sister. And the mother was like, "Oh, you're so silly with that little frog. I just don't understand you sometimes." And Timmy just had his head down and went to his room. But his other pets were waiting and watching all of this. And when Timothy went into his room, it was time to play as the pets were circled around him. And Timothy realized that no matter how bad his day was, he knew that his pets would always take care of him.